Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's consider a verse from Romans chapter 13 and think about how it's time to wake up. I want to read to you from Romans chapter 13, verse 11, which says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Accident investigators say that the car was airborne for about 150 feet, that's 30 meters, before it crashed through the roof of Joanne and Mahalon Donovan's house in Derry, New Hampshire. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and a 20-year-old woman, who was later arrested for drunk driving, drove the car. Her car came crashing through the ceiling of their home, and it dropped right over the Donovan's bed. "The thing was right in front of my face," Mr. Donovan said. "I could feel the heat from the exhaust system coming right through the sheets." Now, that's scary enough. But even more frightening was that, according to the Associated Press story, the wife of the home didn't wake up. Joanne Donovan slept right through it. Mr. Donovan had to shake her awake after the crash. You know, it's amazing what we can sleep through. God can do an awe-inspiring work among many people, but other people, they sleep right through it, spiritually speaking. In Romans chapter 13, verse 11, we find out what it takes to keep us awake or to awaken us from our spiritual slumber. First, Paul wrote about knowing the time. Often when we oversleep, it's because we didn't know the time. We wake up late, and in a panic, we look for the time. We get a sick feeling. I'm late. I overslept. Now, spiritually speaking, if we don't know the time, we will sleep when we shouldn't. And when we look around the world today with open eyes and an open Bible, we see that the time is short. If we really believe that Jesus is coming soon, if we know the time, then we will wake up. Second, Paul wrote about what would happen at the right time. He says this, "Now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." The coming of Jesus and the completion of our salvation is closer than ever. Every day since God worked in your life and you first decided to follow Jesus, that time has come closer and closer, and the finishing of your salvation comes nearer and nearer. When we remember how wonderful it will be to have our salvation finished, no more sin, no more death, no more weakness of the flesh, well, that is going to keep us awake. Right now, are you taking a spiritual nap? Perhaps there's some spiritual activity in your life, but you might as well be sleepwalking through it. So the right prayer for you today is, Lord, wake me up. Help me to know what time it is to awaken. Get me excited about the completion of my salvation. God loves to answer that kind of prayer. Now, even if you're sleeping so soundly that if a car crashed through the roof of your house, you wouldn't know it, God can still make you awake, and He can keep you awake for His glory.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.